Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We have just a handful of spots left for our pilgrimage to France this October 23rd to November 2nd. It's going to be a fantastic trip. We're going to begin at the tomb of St. Thomas Aquinas and then go to Lourdes and the healing baths and then to the birthplace of the rosary where Our Lady gave St. Dominic the rosary and then to the place I'm looking most forward to, the grotto of St. Mary Magdalene, where she spent the second half of her life, just outside of Marseille, France, and then to the culinary capital of France, Lyon, and the foundress of the Living Rosary movement, Pauline Jericho, and the curé of ours, St. John Vianney, and the apparitions of the Sacred Heart, and many more saints. So come with us, join Teresa and I as we travel on this great pilgrimage. All you have to do is go to schooloffaith.com, click on pilgrimages, and you'll find all the information. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In Shakespeare's play, Henry IV, Part 1, two good friends are on a battlefield. One is Prince Hal, the courageous heir to the throne. The other is his cowardly, boorish friend, Falstaff. Now, Teresa, I'm not very cultured, and I always thought Falstaff was just a popular beer in the 60s and 70s.
Then you're more cultured than I am.
Now, Falstaff, the friend of Hal, says he doesn't want to be on the battlefield. Actually, he wants to be home in bed. And Prince Hal, trying to put some courage into him, says, "Why, thou owest God a death." As though to say, "Look, you have this obligation, and you're going to have to fulfill it sooner or later. So what ultimate difference does it make whether you get down to the business of dying today or tomorrow?" But more importantly, presenting death as a debt to the Lord, as something he requires you to do for him, that's important because it shows that your death is a service to God. It's a work you do for him. That's a good way to think of it because just as Christ did his Father's will by dying, so do we do the Heavenly Father's will by dying. And just as Christ was glorified by his death and ransomed the world from sin, so does our death become our path to both glorification and to help save sinners and help them into heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
God only asks us to do those things that are most conducive to our own happiness. So when he asks us to die in faith, peacefully and without resentment or a panicky clinging to things of this earth, he asks us to do that because it's what will ultimately lead to our own happiness. Death is not only the path to heaven, it's the final earthly process to purify us and make us fit for heaven. So many people are afraid to die, and they say things like, "I'm not ready. I'm not ready to meet God." But as St. John Henry Newman says, people protest, "How can I want to see Christ who am so unclean?" And Newman says, "You say well that you are unclean, but when do you propose to become otherwise? Do you expect in this life ever to be clean? Clean you will never be till you have paid the debt of sin and lose that body which Adam has begotten. So let's get to work." Death brings us to God. Death, properly accepted, properly endured, faced with faith and abandonment to God's mercy, death will prepare us for the endless joy of seeing God face to face. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The death of Jesus saved souls, and our death can actually save souls. There are a lot of stories out there of faithful Catholics who have offered their deaths for the conversion of loved ones. And guess what? Those loved ones did convert. Christ was concerned for all our souls. And so he went resolutely to that work which would save our souls. Our death, united with Christ, is one of the greatest tools for saving the souls of our loved ones. So if we really care about the souls of family and friends, why would we not be excited at the prospect of doing what is most powerful in helping them spiritually? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Church knows that our death is that time when we can do the most toward our own sanctification and the sanctification of others. So the Lord has given us, through the Church, a sacrament to make sure we make the most of this last great opportunity. That sacrament is the anointing of the sick, to be given when our death might be imminent, whether due to sickness or old age. It confirms us in holiness and purity. The Catechism says, this last anointing fortifies the end of our earthly life like a solid rampart for the final struggles before entering the Father's house. And it gives us the grace to make our death something that can save other souls. Those who receive this sacrament, by freely uniting themselves to the suffering and death of Christ, contribute to the good of the people of God. We all owe God a death. But as always, if we give God what we owe him, he will in turn transform our obligation to him into a gift for us and for the good of those we love. This is what the sacrament of anointing of sick offers. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As anybody with college loans or a mortgage or especially credit card debt knows, it's a really good feeling to pay off a debt. Most of us look forward to the day when we've paid off all our big debts. Certainly Jesus did. He knew he had his suffering and death ahead of him. And instead of trying to put it off, he looked forward to it eagerly. In Luke chapter 12, he said, "How distressed I am until it is accomplished." So too, the greatest debt we owe is our obligation to die. Thou owest God a death. Let's look forward to the day when that debt will be paid. Let's be excited at the prospect of having it behind us. And let's be sure to have the sacrament of anointing when death comes, so that when we have to render accounts, our death will have done as much as possible by God's grace to cancel both our debts and the debts of those we love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on, Teresa?
I had a sort of funny thought. This had crossed my mind before, that there really aren't many opportunities left to die in a blaze of glory. You know, to die a cool death or a heroic death, you don't get a lot of those opportunities.
We don't? Or should every death be glorious? And I would say you've just hit the most important point, that the way our death becomes glorious is when we use it to be finally and completely conformed to Jesus, but we can't do it on our own. And that's why we need this sacrament. Then everybody can go out in a blaze of glory.
I can get behind that. I was just thinking that the counter to that would be, if you can't die heroically, you've got to live heroically. In the traditional sense, but you're right.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's both. But I also don't want to leave people with the idea that the sacrament of anointing is only for death.
Oh.
Because the Catechism tells us in paragraph 1527 that the sacrament of anointing of the sick, it's called the anointing of the sick, not the dying. It is for those who are dying, but it's called the sacrament of anointing of the sick, has as its purpose the conferral of a special grace on the Christian experiencing the difficulties inherent in the condition of grave illness or old age. And one of the effects can be the restoration of health if it's conducive to the salvation of the soul.
Interesting. I actually think I have a friend. I'll have to confirm, but I think I have a friend who's had the anointing of the sick.
So it's not, it is for those who are dying. It's not just for those who are dying. Because the purpose of the sacrament is to help us unite our sufferings to the suffering of Jesus so that they're good for our own soul and good for the souls of others. But we're too weak on our own. We need a special sacrament to do it.
That's not what I expected, yeah. But what, therefore, what stops you from giving everyone the anointing of the sick all willy-nilly?
Yeah, good point. It shouldn't be willy-nilly. And the catechism does say for grave illness or old age.
Mm-hmm. So it's just discernment there.
It can't be for a cold.
Oh.
I'll put it this way. It shouldn't just be for a cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's for serious illness, grave illness.
Mm-hmm.
But times where you're going in for a major surgery.
Ah, yeah.
Or maybe a person has a chronic ongoing, let's say there are so many chronic diseases.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not going to get better. And it's really difficult to endure heroically.
Interesting.
Receive the sacrament of anointing so that you can endure in conformity with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the sacrament is for. I tell you, I think there are 67, I might be wrong in the number, 67 medically verified cures connected with Lourdes, bathing mm-hmm. in the waters in Lourdes.
Mm-hmm.
But also every one of those is connected also with receiving the sacrament of anointing at Lourdes.
Noted.
And confession.
Yeah.
At Lourdes, the people who have experienced this healing that was medically verified not only confessed their sins, but they had the sacrament of anointing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, like all of the seven sacraments, this is a powerful sacrament. And most importantly, I think Jesus wants to remind us, listen, I'm not expecting you to do any of this on your own. Let me live through you. And really, that's the power of the sacraments. They let Jesus live through us. Because we can't do this stuff on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.